Dave Anderson is going to be reading to us from the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Revelation, chapter 4, beginning at verse 1.
Let's hear God's word together. After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. A rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also in front of the thrones there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, round the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had the face like a man. And the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honour and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being."
Thanks, Dave, for that reading from God's word. Well, while the kids are next door building and learning about their Christingle in the hall to my left, we are going to be doing the same thing. At least I'm going to be doing the same thing here today. There are some Christingles around the room. The very first thing to say about a Christingle is that it serves as a memory aid. It works as a kind of reminder. And there are lots of different ways that you may choose to remind yourself. For me personally, I make quite a lot of use of the reminder app on my iPhone 6. Other people are into post-it notes. Maybe you're a post-it sort of person. You have post-it dotted around your house to help remind you of things. My wife Rebecca is a to-do list sort of person. She has to-do lists, and there's something about the satisfaction of ticking things off your to-do list to help you remember things that you're meant to be doing. Oh, whatever works for you. The point is, a Christingle helps us to remember things about Jesus. Christmas is all about Jesus. And amidst COVID-19 and getting the turkey ready and preparing Christmas dinner, it's easy to lose sight, isn't it, of what Christmas is really about. Well, it's about Jesus. And so the Christingle is a helpful reminder. So the first reminder for the Christingle is, that's right, an orange. And I've got a rather big orange here. The orange is meant to remind us that God made the world. Now, I could have used a football or something even bigger, but this orange has a hole in it. And the reason for that will become apparent in a moment. So let's just go with the orange for now. At least it's bright and you can all see it pretty clearly. A great Bible verse to help us understand the significance of the orange. Actually, we had it read by Dave a few moments ago. And it's this. It's from the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory, honor, and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. Now, the orange reminds us that God made everything. He's the creator. In fact, he didn't just make planet Earth. He made everything. The very first verse of the Bible tells us, God made the heavens and the earth. And given what we know about the heavens, that's quite a statement. There's nothing in the WWW, that is, the whole wide world, that God did not make. And because of that, he deserves all our praise, or all the glory we can lavish on him because of the impressive job that he has done in creating everything. Now, this is a gingerbread house that one of my daughters made some time back. She is its creator. And like her, I think it's a pretty impressive gingerbread house. She used icing as cement and sweets as decorations. And in my biased opinion, there is a pretty good amount of attention to detail. So I think she deserves all the praise for a really nice looking gingerbread house, even though one of the sweets, if you look closely, has fallen off the roof. Now, it would be pretty harsh. It would be, well, wrong even, wouldn't it? For one of her brothers to get the praise for that gingerbread house when they had absolutely nothing to do with it. Well, in the same way, God deserves all the praise for making this world. And so that's the first thing that we learn from this Christingle orange. The second thing is a candle. You've got a candle, and I'm going to push this piece of foil in here and then stick the candle inside the orange. And this candle, or light, reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world, which is what he said in the passage that Pauline read a few moments ago. John chapter 8 and verse 12 says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus said he was the light of the world. Let's think about that for a moment. When it's dark, we're not quite sure what's going on around us, are we? We can't see or make sense of things. Well, Jesus came into a dark world and he lit it up with his presence. Without him, the world will be a very confused and confusing place. We wouldn't know what to believe about God, life, death, and why we are here, if it wasn't for Jesus, the light of the world. One of today's carols had this line about Jesus. I wonder, did you notice it? Light and life to all he brings. And another carol that we're going to sing afterwards has these words. It describes Jesus as Son of God, loves pure light. There is a little passageway beside my house where I park my bicycle. At night, if I go out of my kitchen and turn left and left again and go around the corner into that passageway, I cannot see anything. Nothing makes sense in the dark, and I might even end up bumping into things. But when the sensor light at the other end of that passageway comes on, everything suddenly makes sense. I can see where I'm going, and I can avoid bumping into things. But in the same way, Jesus helps us to see and to make sense of what's really there, what's really happening in this life, because he is the light of this world. That's the second thing that the Christingle reminds us. The third thing on the Christingle is a ribbon. Now, this is a bit tricky. I'm going to try and get this around my orange. Okay, yeah, just about managed it. There we go. Wrapped around the orange, we have this red ribbon. And that's the third reminder on this Christingle. The ribbon reminds us of Jesus' blood. Jesus was born on that very first Christmas, so that over 30 years later, he would shed his blood on the cross for you and for me. And there's a Bible verse that helps us to understand that. It's taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous, which means he always did what was right, for the unrighteous, those who do things that are wrong, that is you and I. And why did he do that? To bring you to God, we are told. Now, you'd think that Jesus dying on the cross would be a very sad thing to remember. But it's actually the most important thing to remember about Christmas. Thinking about Jesus without thinking about the cross, thinking about the birth of Jesus, Christmas, without thinking about Easter, his death on the cross, well, it's a bit like thinking about Strictly Come Dancing without the dancing, or the Great British Bake Off without any baking, or even worse, a Marvel superhero movie without any superheroes. It just doesn't make sense. Can you imagine it? This is because when Jesus died on the cross, he took our place, my place and your place. He swapped places with you and me, and he took on himself the punishment that should have come upon us. And so God, in Jesus, took his own punishment when he should have meted it out on you and me instead, because of the things that we've done wrong, the things that we've thought that are wrong, the things that we've said that are wrong. I wonder, has anyone ever done that for you before? No. If you've got a brother or a sister, perhaps you can remember being blamed for something that they did in their place. And we've all got, Delhi's had an experience of that. We've all had experience of that, haven't we? Delhi's got a lot to say about that. And it's not very nice, is it?
No.
But imagine if you'd done something wrong, and imagine that God himself took the blame for you, stood in your place. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Well, that's exactly what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. He got the blame for sin, even though as God come in the flesh, he had never committed any sins before. He took my place and yours. But it's wonderful to know that Jesus did that for us. And that's what the third thing in our Christingle reminds us of. The precious blood of Jesus spilt for us, for you and me. Jesus dying on the cross is the third thing. The fourth thing to remember, well, on there I've got fruits attached to my Christingle. But the kids, I'm guessing, won't be having fruit attached to their Christingle. they're going to be having sweets. Well, the fourth thing that we have are little pieces of fruit or sweets. They symbolize people like you and like me. So I'm going to stick them into the Christingle. That's two. Three. Four. Notice there are four of them. One, two, three, four. And this is to remind us that all the way through the four seasons of each and every year, including even this very difficult year, God is and has been good to us. I mean, the fact that we're even here is a symbol of God's goodness. Just this weekend, I heard of a friend of mine who has died because of COVID-19. Younger than me, and his son is younger than my youngest son. And so we should be thankful that we are even able to be here. I know it may not seem like it, given what's going on around us. But God has sustained us. And that's what this reminds us of. In fact, the last Bible verse I want to share with you comes from John's Gospel. And Jesus said, "I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full." According to Jesus, he came into this world to give us the very best life possible. He said that he came so that every single one of us here this afternoon in this room might have a full and complete life. Whatever your thoughts about God before coming here today, I want you to understand that, to believe that. Jesus said he wanted you to have life in all its fullness. And many of us here are parents. Now, all good parents try to do whatever they can to make sure their children have a full and complete life. I don't know if you remember, but in late February and early March 2018, we had a significant amount of snowfall in this country. As a result, I kept saying to my kids, "Let's go sledging." But things were busy, and before I knew it, the chance had gone. All the snow melted away. And now the reason I offered to go sledging with my kids was not just because I am one big kid myself and really wanted to go and play in the snow. I mean, I am, and I did. But it was also because I love my children. And having lived in South Africa for 9 years, they have not experienced snow as perhaps some of the children in the UK had done while growing up. So I wanted my children to have a full life, filled of all sorts of varied experiences. Well, in the same way, Jesus said that he came to give us a full and wonderful life. He wants, in other words, the very best for us. And if you read the Bible, particularly one of the biographies of the life of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, you will discover that this means knowing and loving Jesus himself. That's how a very full and complete life begins, by knowing Jesus personally and intimately. That's the fourth and the last thing the Christingle reminds us of. So there you have it. That is what a Christingle is all about. Now, once all the children are back, we're going to light our Christingles, hence the candle, and sing our final Christmas carol. And hopefully we won't burn down the building. Can I ask all the adults to be as vigilant as possible and to turn into firemen or women if you need to, if some of the kids are doing crazy things with their Christingles. But hopefully they're coming just now. Here they are, that's perfect timing.
Paramaniacs on the way.